Well, good morning. It's 7:57 a.m. on Friday, September the 8th, 2017. And boy, I'm not relieved. I tested my laptop with the software the other day, just to make sure that it would work, and it did. It was beautiful. I loved it. So this morning I put my presentations on a jump drive and transferred them to the laptop. So I have both a backup copy and a laptop ready to go. I fired it up and it didn't work. Zip, nada, nothing, nothing, nothing. And press started, it said it started. It didn't appear to actually do anything. So I thought, well, crap, maybe I gotta upgrade the version. So I tried to upgrade the version. Of course, that did not work because I got a 386 version trying to run it on an AMD processor. So that didn't work. That was so dumb, is what it was. So I got it restored and then tried everything. I could not think of what was going on. Writer opened, and Calc opened, everything opened except inputs. The one piece of software I need at 2 o'clock this afternoon does not open. So I'm taking my kid to work, sitting there fretting about it, trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And something my wife said as I was leaving, she said, "You did test it, didn't you?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And as I was taking her to work, it occurred to me, when I was testing, what I'd done was dragged the open software off onto the second monitor. And I thought, well, there's no second monitor attached. Why would it go off there? Well, I don't know, but maybe it did. It did. So I came home, plugged in the external monitor, bang, there it was. So yeah, I had a bit of a panic, so I got it all straightened up. I packed up the equipment along with some mice and jump drive. Then I came out for my walk because I need to walk some of this adrenaline off. I'm all but shaking. I couldn't believe it didn't work. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So let's say it works now. Honestly. So yeah, I'm off to Colorado Gold. I'm very excited. I'm more excited this year than I was last year. I think in part because I know what it's going to be like. I know what's going to happen. I know what to expect to a certain extent. It's going to be much fun, much jocularity. I got a presentation at 2 o'clock. David, I don't know if it's Gorin or Goffrin. I wonder if I could get him to record with me tomorrow, maybe. Depend. Maybe tonight. I should take my recorder. I got the phone. I could take the phone. The con is sold out. That's the first time I think it's ever sold out. So with 166 first-timers, last year it was over 400 first-timers. This year is 166. That's like, it's like, I think there's like 1,000 people that show up at this. 750, something like that. Last year, the newbies were monster in terms of presence. They were everywhere, almost. You looked around, they had everybody who was a first-timer stand up. And every table in the banquet room had two or three. So there were a lot of people there last year. I wonder how many were there. I knew at one time, I was thinking it was like 1,000, 1,200, but it seems awful big. Oh, yeah. But anyway, I'm going down, I've got a room, I'll be back Sunday night, I'm going to get to meet David in person, we'll probably have a beer, carbs be damned, we may even drink a little hard liquor, you never know. I got to stop at the grocery store. I get done with this, I got to see if I can get it posted, get to the grocery store, go to the pharmacy, go to the liquor store. I've got a haircut appointment at 9 o'clock. So in about an hour, I need to be sitting in the barber chair. So I get a haircut, come home, get a shower, pack a few things. I blow out. Yeah, if I get out of here by 11, that's plenty of time to be ready to give a presentation at 2. I want to leave at 10, but I don't think I'm going to make that. I'm trying to, my brain is going 100 miles an hour. I try to think of all the things that I want to do, that I need to do, that quite frankly, I don't need to do any of it. I take the laptop, I get the presentations, put on some clothes, take a spare set. That's really it. That's really all I need to do. Anything else is gravy. I realize I'm just out here in a polo shirt, but I've been working. I was literally sweating before I left. Hardware problems have a tendency to do that to me, to throw me into a panic. In this case, it was a software problem, but the same effect is that the machine didn't do what I needed it to do. Except that it did, I just wasn't seeing it. I want another breakfast, but it's I don't know when I'm going to stick it in. Get ready. Say it with me. Won't post. Good morning.
Hello.
Lady strolling around along with her coffee and a big smile. Baby blue earbuds. School bus up here. The school buses seem so ubiquitous. They seem everywhere. They seem so common. They seem so everyday. And yet, it wasn't very long ago. They weren't common at all. My grandfather, Lowell, drove the first school bus in Windham, Maine. He built it on the bed of a truck. Good morning. And he went around town, picked up kids. They rode on the benches in the back of the bus, the back of the truck. He was the first school bus driver in the town. Of course, at that point, the town probably had 300 or 400 people in it. Last time I was there visiting my sister before she died, it was way over 100,000, which is as big as Greeley. Now I think of Greeley as a big town. We moved here from Lisbon Falls. Lisbon Falls was 1,600 people. It was really no industry to speak of. There's a few stores, some shops, some service places. I'm not even sure where the schools were. It was a little place. It was a little place. I don't mind living at a little place, as long as I could get high-speed internet access. It doesn't really matter where I live, so moving someplace doesn't really make a lot of sense, as long as I've got everything I need right here. I like our house. That's what I needed to do. It will be better when the kids finally get off on their own. We can commandeer their bedrooms. Get an office. Look outside. Not that I would. That's the thing. I had an office with a window just before I left UNC, and I knew my days were limited when I got an office with a window. Anybody who got an office with a window, they didn't stay very long. It was sort of axiomatic. So it was for a few months. I had a lovely view out the back, out over the top of the gym. I was up on the fourth floor. It's a beautiful, beautiful view. And I hardly ever saw it. Actually, I had to keep the shade down most of the time, the blind drawn, because it was too light for my monitors. It's just a little place, a little office, a cubby hole. But a cubby hole that was mine. I could go in, I could close the door. I had a view if I wanted it. I had computers everywhere. It was heavenly. I moved up from the basement. Our offices were in the basement for a while, for most of the time I was there. And I had painted the wall. You were allowed to paint the walls. You had to paint them yourself, and you had to be willing to paint them over when you left. But you could paint them anything all you wanted while you were there, so I painted the walls yellow and did a red sponge. So the room looked like it was leather. Didn't intend it to be that way, but wanted to try something a little different. So the room looked like it was leather. It was really quite dark. And with the overhead, even with the overhead lights on. I didn't put the overhead lights on very often. I used desk lamps to spotlight where I was working, because that way the monitor showed up nice. So you come into my room and it's like command center. It was fun. I don't miss it. I miss teaching once in a while, but I don't miss. I don't miss the university. Almost back. I had an alarm set. It's a good thing I turned it off. But I'll be back in plenty of time to do what I need to do. And I feel a little more calm. A little less frantic for the walk and the talk and the meditation. The walking meditation, the first thing in the morning. I listen to him. It's difficult, because I've listened to it so often, it's difficult to stay focused on what he's saying, to stay with the exercise. But in some ways, I don't really need him to remind me of the exercise. I do it almost without thinking about it anymore. I'm always listening for the things that I hear. I'm always smelling. I'm always looking. I always feel how the air runs across my skin. Even some days the sweat trickles down my back. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, but I probably won't talk to you till Monday. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.